Calista's board of directors says its former chairman, Colonel Wayne Dawn, isn't telling you the truth. In interviews with KYUK, Dawn and his attorney said that Calista CEO Andrew Guy failed to properly respond to a sexual harassment complaint against a former employee. But in their statement Friday, the board claims that, quote, the woman never made even one complaint to Mr. Andrew Guy that she had been sexually harassed. Tom Leonard is Calista's communications manager.
The person that was harassed did not approach Mr. Guy.
The board's statement was released by its new chairman, Paul George Guy, who happens to be CEO Andrew Guy's cousin. It further claims that Wayne Dawn made, quote, incorrect and misleading statements to both KYUK and the Delta Discovery, and that this violated his, quote, fiduciary duties. Friday's press release is the latest in a series of allegations that Calista has made against Dawn, who is refusing to resign from the corporation's board. His fellow board members have already stripped Dawn of his chairmanship and voted to publicly censure him. At the center of this dispute is an unnamed former Calista employee who is accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a woman. According to Dawn's attorney, the woman told CEO Andrew Guy what was happening, and Guy failed to respond to her complaint. This harassment claim eventually made its way to Calista's Human Resources Department, and Calista investigated and then fired the offending employee. In their statement Friday, the board didn't just deny that the woman ever told Andrew Guy about the sexual harassment. It also cast doubt on whether she was harassed at all. The board says Calista's former employee had not, in fact, repeatedly sexually harassed the woman. Quote, this highly inflammatory statement is completely false. But then they say that an attorney who reviewed the allegations concluded that it was, quote, likely the employee's conduct violated Calista's sexual harassment policies. And then they say the employee was fired as a result of an investigation. KYUK asked Calista spokesperson Tom Leonard about these apparent contradictions. I don't see how that statement can be completely false if it is likely that this man violated Calista's policies against sexual harassment and that the investigation resulted in his firing. So if you think that I'm reading that wrong, please let me know. Leonard paused for a long time before he responded.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have any further light I can shed on that.
Okay. Dawn's attorney, Sam Fortier, says that Dawn tried to address Andrew Guy's alleged failure to respond to the sexual harassment. He says Calista's board of directors shut Dawn down and is now trying to push him out of the corporation. Of course, Calista says it's censuring Dawn for completely different reasons. Calista's press release claims that Dawn committed at least 14 instances of misconduct while serving as the corporation's chair. Though spokesperson Tom Leonard says he didn't know what any of that misconduct actually was.
Well, the specific details on that have not been shared by the board at this time.
In an interview Friday afternoon, Fortier said that he and Dawn stick by what they said in KYUK's previous coverage. Everything we told you is true, he said, and we have the evidence to back it up. The board also previously claimed that Dawn had threatened CEO Andrew Guy, interfered with an internal investigation, and improperly issued orders to other employees. But Tom Leonard said he also didn't know what those accusations actually referred to. Neither CEO Andrew Guy nor the current Calista board chair, Paul George Guy, could be reached for comment on Friday. For his part, Wayne Dawn still refuses to resign from Calista's board and says the board has called for a special meeting. According to Dawn, it's taking place today. He won't be able to make it because he's attending a national conference in D.C. this week, which has been on his calendar for the past year. But to the best of Dawn and his attorney's knowledge, the meeting hasn't been rescheduled so that Dawn can attend. Spokesperson Tom Leonard says he is unaware of any special board meetings. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.